On Sunday, the leader of Turkey's governing party was elected to parliament. He's poised to become the next prime minister. He has suggested that he may call for another vote on a plan that was voted down earlier this month, America's plan to use Turkey as a staging ground for U.S. troops who would enter northern Iraq from Turkey. Northern Iraq is where the Kurds have established an independent enclave. Turkey has about 15 million Kurds living within its borders. Turkish leaders are concerned that an independent Kurdish state in northern Iraq might inspire Kurds within Turkey to seek their independence. The Kurds of northern Iraq are worried that their independence could be undermined by the Turks. We've invited back Peter Galbraith, who has worked with the Kurds documenting Saddam Hussein's campaign against them. He's now a professor of national security studies at the National War College in Washington, D.C. He's also the former U.S. ambassador to Croatia. When we spoke in early February, you described yourself as a liberal interventionist, and you said you believed that war was necessary for humanitarian reasons. You were especially concerned about the Kurds, against whom Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons in the late 80s. Now the U.S. is still trying to make a deal with Turkey to let us use Turkey as a base for American troops. Turkey voted it down, but there's still the possibility of reversing that decision. What kind of trouble might it spell for the Kurds if we did use Turkey as a staging ground for troops to enter northern Iraq?
Obviously, it depends on the deal that is struck with Turkey relating to northern Iraq. The negotiations with Turkey have basically had two parts. First, there's been a financial component in which Turkey has been promised $6 billion in grants and another $20 billion in loans. And there has been a political component, which is much less clearly defined, in which Turkey would intervene in northern Iraq, ostensibly for humanitarian purposes, but once there it would be in a position to potentially to intimidate the Kurdish regional government that is operating in the area. The Bush administration had in February basically capitulated to Turkish demands with regard to the Kurds. In other words, they'd assumed that the Kurds would be kind of the patsies of the situation, that they would go along with whatever the Americans asked of them. And I think they were very surprised when the Kurds said clearly that they did not accept Turkish intervention, and when Barzani, whose territory is along the Turkish border, said that if Turkey comes in, our forces will fight. That being the case, I think the administration has backed off quite a bit. It has taken Kurdish concerns into account. And I think, in fact, many people were quite relieved when the Turkish parliament voted down permitting U.S. troops to launch an attack from Turkey into Iraq.
So what might the Turks do if we use Turkey as a staging area for troops to enter northern Iraq?
Well, Turkey does not want to be part of any force that is attacking Iraq, so it doesn't want to be under American command, but it wants to be able to come in some distance into northern Iraq, ostensibly to deal with a flow of refugees. It says that it wants to prevent what happened in 1991 when nearly 500,000 Kurds came to the border of Turkey. But that isn't going to happen this time because the territory in the north is not under Saddam Hussein's control. It is under Kurdish control, and Iraq is not going to be in an attacking mode, so there's nothing that will displace the Kurds from the territory where they now are. So Turkey actually has another motive. I think Turkey believes it can block the future Iraq from becoming a federal state in which the Kurds would have their own region, that it can potentially intimidate the Kurdistan regional government that is based in the north.
So what are the odds, then, that Turkey would enter northern Iraq and try to prevent the Kurds from continuing to have a Kurdish zone?
Well, it is possible Turkey will come in even if there is no agreement on with the United States with regard to American troops staging from Turkey. But I think that is less likely. I think the administration has said clearly to Turkey that if you're not participating in the war effort, then you cannot expect to send your troops into northern Iraq. And even now, I think the administration is very skeptical about permitting Turkey to enter northern Iraq, even if Turkey should change its mind and permit American troops to come into Turkey for the purpose of an attack on Iraq. I think the administration understands that it's going to be very risky to be in a situation in which Turkish troops and Kurdish forces might possibly be fighting each other. That's not going to be consistent with the message that one of the reasons the U.S. is doing this is, in fact, to liberate the Iraqi people.
Well, why did it take some time before the Bush administration reached that conclusion?
The Bush administration's been talking to the Kurdish leaders, and the Kurdish leaders have been very supportive of the war effort. On the one hand, they rather like the situation in which they now live, in which they have de facto independence, protected by the United States and Britain. But they also understand that it's a very precarious situation. They live just across the ceasefire line from Saddam Hussein, whom they associate with the destruction of Kurdish villages, the use of chemical weapons. And so they realize their long-term security is going to be best served by an effort to remove Saddam Hussein and to create a different kind of Iraq. So they have been cooperative. I think the Bush administration assumed that that cooperation would extend to a deal, which the Bush administration was believed as necessary to get Turkey to participate, a deal which allowed Turkey into northern Iraq. I think the administration really didn't understand the depth of Kurdish opposition to Turkish involvement in their own territory.
If Turkey did let the United States use its country as a staging area for American troops, would you still support this war?
Well, I would have grave reservations if the price of Turkish participation was the crushing of Kurdish freedom and of the Kurdish experiment in self-government. It seems to me that the primary justification today for military action is to liberate the Iraqi people from a regime that has committed genocide, that is absolutely one of the most abhorrent of since the Second World War. And if the price of getting Turkey to participate is crushing the freedom of a part of the Iraqi people, if it is the price is eliminating the only democratic experiment in the entire history of Iraq, which is what the Kurds have in the territory they administer, then frankly I think that price is too high. Because the other case that's been made for the war as of today, really isn't that compelling. That is, the danger from Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. I think that danger was more compelling 6 months ago. But today, with the inspections regime that exists, we can be reasonably confident that Iraq cannot develop nuclear weapons. And that's the weapon of mass destruction that we all have to fear above all others. But to develop them requires large industrial facilities that Iraq cannot hide. And Iraq cannot develop easily more chemical weapons under this system. Now, it obviously still has chemical weapons, it still has biological weapons, but it really can't develop more of them under this kind of inspection system. So in terms of a WMD threat, Iraq is not the number one concern. It obviously pales as comparison, for example, with North Korea.
Well, Peter Galbraith, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, Terry, very good to talk to you again.
Peter Galbraith is a professor of national security studies at the National War College in Washington, D.C.